step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Welcome back to American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Banati alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. A new documentary film that's being called The Woke Left's Most Hated Movie has had several screenings canceled by some venues due to leftist woke pressure. But the producers won't be deterred. Joining us to discuss is Dr. Steve Turley, host of Turley Talks. It's his show and one of the men behind the film, The Return of the American Patriot, The Rise of Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute honor.
Well, why don't you first tell us about the film? Why was it made and why the backlash?
There you go. Well, it's a wonderful story of how ordinary Americans who've never been involved in politics rose up and mobilized to successfully take on unconstitutional COVID mandates, election integrity issues, woke school boards all across the state of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is in the backyard of both myself and my business partner, Ralph Cochran. He's in Pennsylvania proper. I'm in Delaware, about 20 minutes from Joe Biden's basement. So, and about an hour away from where he came crashing down to the ground in Biden Falls, which you can see on Google Maps.
It's on Google Maps. You got to get out of here.
You got to get
out of here. That's hilarious.
And we saw it firsthand. We saw this incredibly inspirational story of people effectively pushing back against the permanent political class. We told people about it everywhere we went. Arizona, you name it. And they said, oh, I wish we had something like that here, or I wish I could have seen it. And we said, well, you know what? We're going to make a documentary so you can. So we did that. We filmed over the course of a year, and it climaxes with the nomination of Doug Mastriano for governor. And you would think that anyone who is a supporter of democracy would be very interested in this film. But little did we know that the very drama we captured on film would actually play itself out in real time for the premiere. We scheduled the premiere of the film for the weekend of July 16th of the summer. It was at a local IMAX theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It seated 400 people. We sold 400 tickets literally in hours. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then just days before the premiere, a group of woke activists called Stand Up Lancaster cry-bullied the movie theater to cancel the premiere. And unfortunately, the owner of the theater caved and canceled our contract just days before the scheduled viewing without a venue. We did find another venue that hosted the Republican state convention in Pennsylvania, Wyndham Hotel. They had 800 seats available.
Wow.
We sold out of that in hours. So we doubled the capacity. But then that same mob came after them, and they canceled.
What?
And then, back to back. In 2 days, we were canceled back to back. But then, God bless these men. We had two pastors from a church, Christ Community Church at Camp Hill. They have a 1,200-seat auditorium replete with a movie theater-quality sound system, massive screens. They offered it to us. Immediately when word got out, leftists started threatening the church with lawsuits and contacting the IRS.
Lawsuits.
I mean, think about it. These people had nothing else better to do than to threaten a Christian church. But God bless these pastors. They did not buckle for a minute.
Good.
We ended up tripling our attendance. All 1,200 tickets were sold. We had an amazing premiere. Doug Mastriano himself came, sat in the front row, and in the end, seven protesters showed up. And they had to stand outside in the rain. It was glorious.
You know what's hilarious, Steve? I was gonna jump in at one point because I forget who I heard say it, but there was, you know, one of these pundits, talking heads, said his comment was, people keep caving to the woke left, but where are these people? Yes. He's like, day to day, I don't really run into anybody that tries to cancel anybody. He's like, the woke mob is like eight people. Mm-hmm. And I was going to kind of comment on that. And then you just said there was literally seven protesters outside.
That's great. So I guess the rain.
The rain. So
in the rain, that's when you know God has a sense of humor. You know?
You got some dedicated seven wokesters there. Mm. So you went ahead with the screening anyway. What was the response from the 1,200 people that were there?
Oh, it was amazing. We got a massive standing ovation, you know. They couldn't have been more excited. And we've actually had several showings all across the state just by interested groups, just doing it themselves, mm-hmm. getting the word out, finding a venue, and hosting it in primarily rural areas where no woke people would come with even 10 miles of the area.
Woke-free zone.
That's it. It is a woke-free zone. It's real Americana.
I like
and
it.
And it's just been an absolute delight to see.
So they labeled it all sorts of things like white supremacy propaganda. They're extremists. How do they come up with this narrative when they're not even familiar with the movie?
Mm-hmm. At least book burners read the books. We just had that Dearborn, Michigan school board that got shut down. And part of the reason why it just got shut down is actually parents got up and read from these crazy pornographic books mm-hmm. that were in their library. Mm-hmm. They're reading it. These people had never even seen the movie, you say. So, no, the key here is they didn't cancel us because we're Christian nationalists or mm-hmm. fascists or white supremacists. They needed to cancel us. They wanted to cancel us. And therefore, we were Christian nationalists, white supremacists, mm-hmm. and fascists. You see, right. The canceling comes first. That's the banana republic, mm-hmm. kangaroo court element, like we're seeing with the January 6th committee. Mm-hmm. The verdict's already in. Then they just have to find some way of justifying it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the interesting thing here, Steve, is that it's been labeled by, as you just mentioned, the woke left, who have never seen the film, and they're calling it white supremacy and extremism, yet apparently not only have they not seen it, but it eludes them that Joshua Williams, who's the director, the man whose idea this was to make the film, is a black guy. How's he making white supremacy propaganda if he's a black guy? Well, they might know had they watched it.
Keep in mind, Ethan, Larry Elder was a white supremacist, right?
True.
Winston Sears was a white supremacist. But then again, these are the people, I don't know if you've ever seen Rachel Levine, you know, the transgender, yep. I don't know, she's something with Health and Human Services. She comes from Pennsylvania. So these are the same people who actually think Rachel Levine is a woman. So
so they weren't able to cancel this film. So are they still trying? Like, is it accessible? Can people come out and see this?
No, we're streaming it now. It's totally accessible. They can go to the returntotheamericanpatriot.com, can watch it on demand there. We've rolled it out very similar to the way 2000 Mules was rolled out on mm-hmm. locals. So returntotheamericanpatriot.com. And again, you have showings all over the state, just interested groups, patriot groups, showing it. They're just so excited about what's happening in their state, and they know that if it's happening in Pennsylvania, it can happen anywhere.
Here's one quick interesting point too, is that even because the name of the documentary is The Return of the American Patriot, even that has become sort of a buzzword. If you're considered a patriot, you're hateful, you're a white supremacist, and that's how they've labeled that term now. So it's almost like derogatory to refer to anyone as a patriot. It blows my mind how far they've gone off the rails.
The tolerant left.
It's
the biggest joke.
It goes back to a fascinating concept called repressive tolerance. Herbert Marcuse in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. You can tolerate anything on the left, but nothing on the right. So our tolerance is inherently repressive. If that's not a square circle, I have no idea what is. No wonder we don't know what a woman is anymore.
We don't know what anything is anymore, except the Biden regime needs to get out and we need Trump back in the White House.
Amen to that.
Thank you so much, Dr. Steve Turley, host of the Turley Talk Show and one of the men behind the film, The Return of the American Patriot, The Rise of Pennsylvania. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Hey, and Steve, where can people hear Turley Talks? I forgot to ask you that.
Oh, yeah. You can check it out on YouTube or still up there. It's a Dr. Steve Turley, or they can go on Rumble or any of the alt tech sites, or they could just go to our website, turleytalks.com.
Thank you so much for being on the program. Take great care.
Thanks, Steve.
God bless.
All right.
Coming up after the break, a story of recovery. You're listening to American Medicine Today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.